Portions of this podcast have been edited due to copyright.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Wednesday, August 19th. It is 5:31. Welcome. Thank you guys for being here with us. Midweek. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you? How was your day yesterday?
It was so good. Oh, yesterday after the show, I went to interview nursing students at Chamberlain University. And one of the questions I asked them was, why did you want to become a nurse? And I was not ready to get emotional. One of the students said the reason why she became a nurse was because when her brother was 3 months old, she suffered from shaken baby syndrome. And the process of it all and seeing the nurses help him. And she was so inspired by the nurses helping her little brother. She wanted to become a nurse. And the room did not have a dry eye. It was such a beautiful experience. Other nursing students were sharing their experience. And I was like, oh my God, I came in here for an interview. I didn't expect to cry at the end of the day.
And maybe some inspiration too, you know?
I know.
They are the unsung heroes. That is 100% fact. And just every encounter I've ever had with a nurse has been just incredible and just so much love and compassion shown. And like I say, I feel like they're the rock stars. Don't get me wrong. I love our doctors, but sometimes I feel like the nurses, they're doing a lot of the work.
I was taking a tour of all the things and they have mannequins. It's so crazy. They have mannequins to prepare them for like when women have birth, and there's literally mannequins that like have babies. What? They said, yeah, there's a baby that comes out of the mannequin so that we could practice for real life.
Yeah, you gotta learn. Yeah.
I'm like, wow, I'm learning so much. So it was a really good day. Other than that, how are you doing?
I am great. I also had a good day yesterday. Just kind of chilled and kind of recouping from our little weekend trip. Watched some Ted Lasso last night. New episode came out. So watched that. And yeah, just kind of low key. It was a nice day yesterday.
What other things are you watching other than Ted Lasso?
We started a show called Sterling Point that was recommended by one of my besties, and so far so good. It's about this girl whose grandpa that she was kind of estranged from, he passes away and leaves her stuff, and she's like trying to figure out who this guy was, and it's pretty interesting. It's on Amazon Prime, so I've been watching that. Only on the first episode though, so yeah, that's about it for me.
I am watching one of my trash TV shows, and it's My Life with the Walter Boys. It's like the summer I turned pretty. What did Brooklyn call it? The summer I turned pretty, but it's not. It's like the Timu version.
Timu version, yeah.
It's so bad. It's so good. And I've just been watching the summer I. What is it called? My Life with the Walter Boys, season three.
Yeah, she was watching that too. They had some like advanced screening a couple weeks ago, and she was like signed up for that. And yeah, she's totally on board with that one. There's some good stuff out right now. Plus, football's on its way back, and I know a lot of people are excited about that. And just, yeah, the seasons are changing. I can feel it in the air. The sun is setting a little bit earlier. I read yesterday that yesterday was the last sunset to be after 8 o'clock. And from here on out, they're all going to be before 8 o'clock. So it's happening for better or for worse, depending on your perspective. But we have a lot coming up on the show this morning. Stick around because we are going to hook you up with your passes. Speaking of seasons changing, to Halloween Horror Nights at the Universal Studios Hollywood. We've got your 4-pack of tickets coming up right around 7:30 with the Mega Minute. And an earlier contest at 7, we have Beat Mercedes. We're going to get you tickets to see the Jonas Brothers. They just announced they're coming back to town, and we've got those passes for you. Let's do it. Let's start the show. It is time for the pre-show. You pick them. You pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear?
Mix 94.1. Home of Mercedes in the Morning.
So let's say you go out on a date with someone. It's your first date. Would you cover your date's Uber if, you know, let's say you asked her out and you didn't pick her up. Your friend, this happened to them. What happened?
Yeah. So a friend of mine went on a first date recently, and the guy asked her out for dinner, picked the restaurant, made all the plans. And she's like, okay, he's taking the lead, and that's cool. And then the day of the date, he texts her. and goes, hey, I can't pick you up, but I'll see you there. And she's like, that's fine, you know, whatever, no big deal. She meets him at the restaurant. They have the dinner. They split the bill. When the date ends, he didn't even offer to take her home either. So whatever, she's ordering the Uber and heads home. But in my head, I'm like, wait, he didn't offer you a ride home? Maybe even just offer to like give you money for an Uber? I don't know. I think like for me, I think that's kind of ridiculous. Like you could have at least offered her to give her a ride home or be like, hey, sorry, I can't take you home, but I can, you know, buy you an Uber or something. Just like the chivalry side of things. That's why I'm like, am I being ridiculous or do you think he should have at least picked up one of those things?
Well, I don't want to say you're being ridiculous. I just don't agree. I'm all for chivalry, but I mean, your friend's not helpless. You know, she's a grown woman. Maybe the date didn't go very well and he didn't want to sit in a car with her for 20 minutes. He's like, you know what? Sorry, this wasn't good. I think it's for a first date. I think meeting up is a great idea. That way you're not stuck. You know, you're not at someone else's mercy. Like, I can only leave when they want to leave, or, you know, she's so annoying, I have to take her home now. Like, I think that is a great way, but maybe he just wanted to make sure the chemistry was there. And you know, the ride home thing, I don't know. I just judging if she's friends with you, she's probably a strong woman and she can take care of herself. I don't think she needs a guy to pay for it, but I don't know. Chivalry is great. I love chivalry. I'll never turn down chivalry, but I don't think he owes her anything.
Okay, so I'm just thinking, like, do you think that like from this date he picked up the restaurant, tells her to meet her there, they split the bill, what about that part? Do you think like he should have covered the cost, or splitting the bill was like, that's a good idea?
I think it kind of depends on just how the whole thing, you know, came to be. How did they meet? Did they meet like online?
Mutual friends.
Okay. Sometimes you just want to test the waters, you know, like, hey, do you want to meet up for some lunch? Yeah, cool. And you're not at that point where it's like, you're ready to do that. I don't know. I'm more of the side, like, you know what? I can take care of myself until I'm ready to give something to this relationship. But that's just me. I know a lot of people are like, yes, the man has to pay for everything and he has to pick me up and bring me flowers and this and that. And like, I'm cool if he does, and if he doesn't, I'm not going to cry about it. You know what I mean?
Do you think like after this, there'll be a second date?
It doesn't sound like it, but I don't know what happened on the date, you know?
She said the date was fine. It was just, I don't know if it sounded like there was just not chemistry or whatever, but to me as the outsider, I was like, I think if there was a second date, it would have been, let me take you home.
Yeah.
Like there would have been more to it, but it sounded pretty flatlined.
It sounds like there wasn't chemistry there, and that was just an easy way to say goodbye. If he did like her, or if she did like him, if there was like sparks there, he probably would have offered it a ride home. So that to me says everything. Like, what do you guys think? 702-364-9400. Do you think that he should have paid for her to take an Uber home? Was that on him since he asked her out? Some of the texts coming in, they were splitting the bill. Why would he pay for an Uber? This one says, she paid for the meal. I don't think you should have paid for the ride on a first date, but definitely if he knew she was paying for that, that would have been good. This text says, the Uber thing isn't about chivalry. It's about basic awareness. If you took someone out, you should ask if they need a ride. He obviously did not like her. Tyler says, this generation wants equality until it's convenient. Can't have it both ways.
Oh, no.
And then Rachel says, if this day was actually good, he would have offered. That silence says it says more than anything. Well, you know what? You move, you live.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes.
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is Wednesday, August 19th. It is 6:03. Thank you so much for being here with us. Man, already Wednesday. How is it already Wednesday and already the second week of school going into it? How's it going for everyone? Are you guys back in the rhythm of things? Are you still trying to get your bearings as you go into this new school year? I feel like we're finally getting on a routine with my daughter, and she's got her club meetings and she's got her, you know, extracurriculars that she's working on. And so it's just with the school times, everything's just been pushed back. Like, we didn't have dinner last night till like 7 o'clock, and that's really late for us.
Oh my gosh, we got dinner at 8.
Yeah, it was late night for us. Yeah.
My nephews just started the first day of high school, which I cannot believe. But I asked my mom, she actually called me right when my nephews got home from school and catching me up on their first day. And she goes, I just wasted hundreds of dollars on calculators. I'm like, what are you talking about? What calculators? You know those Texas Instrument calculators that cost like $100 each?
Like the graphing calculators?
Yes, yeah. Exactly. So apparently she found out that these graphic calculators that they were supposed to have, quote unquote, they don't need till next year. So she bought these calculators and they're worth hundreds of dollars. And now they're just going to collect dust because they don't need them until their next math class. They're in Algebra 1, I believe. And then they don't need them until Algebra 2.
What made her decide to buy them? Were they on a list?
Yeah, they were on the list, but she must have misread. Huh. So whatever happened, I don't know what happened with the miscommunication on what she thought. Maybe she thought they were going into Algebra 2, but they were only going into Algebra 1. Don't know where the mishap happened, but she bought those calculators and now they're going to just be collecting dust until next year.
Well, they'll use them eventually, which is a good thing. And luckily, it's not like they have a Best Buy date on it, you know, and they don't expire or anything like that. But yeah, I had to take a math class when I was in UNLV here, and I remember you were supposed to use one of those calculators, and I was like, I'll just use my phone. Like, I can do, I can't graph on it, but it wasn't anything that I needed to graph. I'm like, I can use it for basic stuff. If I need to really get into the intense stuff, I turn it to the side and it's got the full like scientific calculator. And I show up to the class and it's literally the final. And he's like, okay, everyone, you need to put your phones away. And I was like, my phone, I'm using the calculator on my phone. He's like, you can't. And I was like, I don't have a calculator. He's like, so luckily he had an extra one that he was able to give me. But I was like, oh, I didn't realize that we weren't allowed to use our phone. I guess it makes sense. You know, I could just jump online and look up all the answers to this. But I didn't even think about it. I was just like, I'll just use the calculator on my phone.
I have nightmares about that Texas Instrument calculator. I don't know why it brings me back to like junior year, Algebra 2 or whatever class I was in. And it's just, seeing it is so intimidating.
Yeah, there's a lot going on there. And, you know, you got sine, cosine, tangent, and all this, you know, all this stuff. And it's like, I couldn't even tell you what that stuff means anymore.
I can't even tell you when I'll ever use that.
Yeah, but you do use it in the class. But then after that, it's just, it's going to collect dust again. So, so there's certain things that you buy that are just, I'm going to use this for 2 weeks and then it's going to collect dust.
Right.
And that is one of them. We've got a lot coming up on the show this morning. Don't go anywhere, because if you want your tickets to see the Jonas Brothers, they are coming up in just less than an hour, right at 7 a.m. with Beat Mercedes. We've got a 4-pack of tickets to give away this morning to Hollywood Horror Nights at Universal Studios Hollywood. That is coming up at 7:30 with the Mega Minute. And then at 8:25, your tickets to see Guns N' Roses this weekend. They're coming to town, Allegiant Stadium. That will happen in the 8 o'clock hour with Heads Up.
Here we go. Mix 94.1, home of Mercedes in the morning.
Are you hiding something from your own hometown? Not a deep, dark secret, but just one of those small, like, dumb admissions that you would never say out loud until right now. Because mine came out recently. Last week I had coffee with a friend of mine, and it made me realize that maybe I'm not a good Vegas local. Is there something that you're convinced everyone in Vegas has done at some point except for you? 702-364-9400. For some reason, this random restaurant came up in conversation. She made a comment about like having a craving for it, and I told her I've never been there before. And the look on her face was like, what? And I was like, no, I've never been there before. I've heard about it, never been there. And the restaurant is Farm Basket.
Farm Basket, where's that?
It's on West Charleston. Okay, see, I'm not the worst. I'm not, you don't even know what it is. I know what it is. But she was like, she was raving about it. Like, this is sacred ground, Farm Basket. And I've seen it a million times, passed by it a million and one times. And she was like, you've never been to Farm Basket? And she was born and raised here, so I'm going to give her a little, you know, reasoning to be mad at me because, you know, I guess she went there as a kid all the time, but the judgment in her eyes was so real, and I felt a little ashamed sitting there just as a Vegas local who maybe missed out on one of the most iconic spots in town. And I'm like, I just haven't made it. There's only one location. Like,
yes, give me a break.
So, but she was like, oh my gosh. And so my Vegas confession is I've never been to Farm Basket. Don't shame me.
I'm learning about Farm Basket. Ramon, you know about Farm Basket?
I've never heard of Farm Basket.
You were born and raised here. Oh my gosh. Okay, so West Charleston. Chicken fingers, supposedly, according to her, some of the best fries you'll ever have. A Vegas institution that is Farm Basket. You've never heard of it?
No, I guess I'll try it though.
Okay. Now you guys are making me feel so much better. Yeah. Thank you. But that is my Vegas confession. Here's the funniest part, because we then started talking about other places, and she made a comment that she's never been to In-N-Out before. And I go, that is 10 times worse.
That's where I crossed the line. It's not even like, and there's multiple In-N-Out locations.
She literally has one so close to her house that you could probably smell them making the french fries from her house. And she's like, I just have never been. I've never had the desire to go. I'm like, girl, like, you got to at least try it. Then you can decide not to go again. But what, like, that was her Vegas confession. I thought it was 10 times worse than my Vegas confession. What is yours? Do you have one? It's something that maybe makes you a bad local or a not loyal local. 702-364-9400.
And mine, as like you said, being born and raised here, is I've never been to the top of the stratosphere.
Really?
Never rode any of the roller coasters, never been to the restaurant up there. It's not that I'm afraid of heights. It's just like I've never gotten around to it, I guess.
That is so funny, because I think a lot of locals might agree with you. I've been up there a grand total of two times since I moved here. And one was for work, and then one was to go try that restaurant up there.
Oh,
and that
yes.
was it. Yeah. But that was it for me. But you've never bothered, huh?
No, I mean, I always tell myself I can go because I can take my son now. I was like, I'm sure he'll enjoy, you know, just looking down, being up there looking down, and still haven't been.
That is a true Vegas confessional. Welcome to the club. You have been anointed a member of the Bad Locals Club. Here we go.
I've never been, and I'm scared to admit this, to the Bellagio Conservatory.
You haven't?
Never. I've always seen pictures. I've been to Bellagio before. Of course, the iconic fountains in the front. I've walked through Bellagio, but I've never seen the iconic decorations, especially for like Lunar New Year and all that stuff. So yes, I admit I've never been to the Bellagio Conservatory.
That is fascinating. We go I think every season where they change the conservatory, because it's so amazing.
And I live vicariously through you with all those photos.
Oh my gosh, you have to go. You have to put that on your bucket list to go, because it is absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, done. I'm going to put it on my Vegas bucket list.
Yeah, walking in. Okay, Naomi, it is the Vegas confessional. Welcome. What would you like to confess?
Oh, well, I just wanted to make you feel better. I have been born and raised here, and I've never been to Farm Basket either.
Wow.
And I have been to the top of the stratosphere, but I've never been in the revolving restaurant.
Okay, yeah, I mean, it was fine. I think it's more just the ambiance, you know, that you're there and it turns really slowly. But born and raised, I mean, you guys are a special lot. And for you to admit that you haven't been to that place makes me feel so much better. Thanks, Naomi. We're getting tons of texts. This one says, I've also never had an In-N-Out burger. Please don't come for me. This one from Jorge says, I've never seen a Golden Knights game live, and I own 3 jerseys.
Whoa.
You know what? The tickets are not cheap, so I understand that.
Hey,
you know?
At least a viewing party outside of T-Mobile at
Maybe,
Toshiba Plaza.
Yeah. This says, I've never tried Raising Cane's. I know.
Oh. The toast at Raising Cane's is so good.
The sauce is my favorite. This one says, I still get lost trying to find parking at Red Rock. Which one, the casino or actual Red Rock? I'm curious on that. This one also says, I've never been to Red Rock. I will not go up the Stratosphere. Someone says, Farm Basket is amazing. Farm Basket also has a location on Blue Diamond. Husband worked at Farm Basket in high school, and they are so good. And then she adds, I've never been to the Golden Steer before.
Same. I've never been to Golden Steer as well.
I have been, and I thought it was good, but people like rant and rave, and I was kind of like, maybe I went out enough night.
Do you remember what booth you were sitting in?
We actually didn't get a booth. We were in a big party, so we were in like a table in the middle of it. And I just felt bad because our server was like 87 years old. And I just felt like I didn't want to bother him with everything.
He started Golden Steer.
He really was like one of the founders for sure.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
After her daughter's tragic death, Hayden Panettiere's mother is finally speaking out. And it's kind of messy, honestly. Leslie Vogel sat down with NBC News and did not hold back on Hayden's boyfriend, Brian Hickerson, who was actually with Hayden at the time she passed, saying the family had been trying to get him out of Hayden's life for a long time. Now, she stopped short of accusing him of anything specific, but she said her daughter lost her way and picked the wrong path. Worth remembering, Hickerson pled guilty back in 2021 to physically abusing Hayden, something she actually wrote about in her memoir. And here's the gut punch. Hayden and her mom hadn't spoken in years. She fired her as her manager at 19, just a couple years after Heroes made her a household name. Even her ex-fiance, Vladimir Klitschko, he spoke up saying he'll always talk about Hayden with respect. So their daughter knows exactly who her mother was. And then, in addition to that, in a related story, Neutrogena, the brand, it is getting dragged online when it came out that Hayden had mentioned in an interview a few years ago that the brand dropped her as an ambassador after she spoke out about suffering from postpartum depression. And that is circulating again, and people are so upset with the brand and boycotting the brand. So it's getting pretty tense out there.
It's a lot to unpack. I barely knew about the whole fallout with the mom until recently, yesterday when I saw the news, and then the whole thing with the boyfriend. Obviously, we don't want to speculate, but there at the time of death, and was he helping? You know, you go through all these questions in your mind on what really happened.
Yeah, you have to just leave it to the investigators because, yeah, I think we're all kind of speculating in our minds, but you got to just wait until they give us a definitive answer. But I don't know. This one really, it hurts just because she was so young and she was very vulnerable with her emotions. I saw an interview with her and Jay Shetty, and he's one of my favorite like motivational speakers. And it's just, she was so vulnerable with him and talking about how tough it's been for her, just not only as a child actress, but, you know, dealing with the relationship she's had, postpartum depression, things that nobody likes to talk about, but yeah, she did. And it's just so sad to see. Also this morning, if your marriage needs a boost, I guess the answer is not therapy. It's Tuesday night walks. A new study looked at almost 1,700 married couples and found the ones who exercise together report better communication, fewer blowout arguments, healthier relationships overall. Couples who work out side by side, they score a little higher than solo exercisers. Although the researchers do admit the gap wasn't that big, but it does prove that togetherness is a major ingredient in a healthy relationship. And before you know, picture some intense, like CrossFit couple, the most common activity was just walking. Walking together, hiking, biking, dancing, pickleball, even lifting weights together all counted. Researchers think it comes down to just uninterrupted time to actually talk to each other. And though they're careful to say it might just be that happy couples already like doing things together. So does working out with your spouse make your marriage stronger, or are you and your partner already happier before you even go and work out together?
Oh, I see what you're saying. But you guys, you and Matt walk together, right?
Yeah, we haven't in the last week or so because it's so hot outside.
Yeah.
But that's like our decompressed time. That's like our talk to me about your day time. Hey, talk to me what's on your mind time. And so I think it has the physical benefits, but also I could see the mental benefits are there, in my opinion.
We haven't gone on walks, but I guess we work out together, but we're not doing the same workout. Like, we go to our gym at the apartment complex. He's doing his own thing. I'm doing mine. I don't know if that
Do you guys
counts.
Talk while you're doing it?
No,
oh,
we don't
well,
talk.
I mean, still just being together, though, it creates a bit of a bond, don't you think?
Yeah. Do you and Jackie work out together?
Sometimes, but like you said, when we get to the, we'll drive there together to the gym, but she'll go upstairs and I'll stay downstairs. So it's kind of like a long distance type of thing.
Yeah, we were not good at working out together, like at the gym, because one of us always has something to say about form or you're not doing this right or whatever. And so that was not a good situation
James
for us.
James and I did fight over dumbbells once because he wanted a certain pound. Like, he wanted the 25 pound. I'm like, no, I'm using the 25 pound. He goes, just hurry up and do it then. I'm like, oh, well, I'm going to do cardio while you do lifting weights because it couldn't work out.
Yeah, you don't want it to backfire and get in fights about that. Finally, this morning, new data is out ranking the best and worst driver by car brand, and BMW is not having a good day. A new report pulled real insurance and accident data, and they found that BMW, Ram, and Tesla drivers rack up the most incidents nationwide. That's accidents, DUIs, speeding, citations, the whole mess. BMW drivers alone hit nearly 45 incidents per 1,000 drivers this year.
Oh my God.
I know, that is a lot. Tesla dropped to third worst after actually being the worst overall a year ago. On the other side, Chrysler, Cadillac, and Mercury drivers, although the golden
Mercury?
Children.
I haven't heard of a Mercury car in years.
I didn't even know they were still around. Chrysler posted the lowest incident rate of any major brand. Ram and Subaru had the highest accident rates. BMW ran away with the most DUIs. So if you're wondering who's speeding past you on the 215, it's probably a BMW or something like that.
Someone who messed up the Tesla drivers for me was that this one guy who cut me off. I'm braking so hard, and I realized that my rim actually kind of fell out of place from my tire because of this freaking Tesla driver.
Oh, so was it a Cybertruck?
No, it was a regular white Tesla truck, a Tesla car.
Whenever I see a Cybertruck, I'm like, oh boy, here we go.
It's Mix 94.1 with Mercedes in the morning.
Has your kid already gotten sent to the office or gotten in trouble, and we're just over a full week into the school year? Anyone in that boat? 702-364-9400, because our neighbor, we were talking to them outside yesterday, and like, I could tell she was like a little frazzled, and I was just asking like, how's school been? And she rolls her eyes, just like, oh gosh. And I was like, what happened? She goes into the story about how her kid has already gotten in trouble this school year.
Oh my gosh.
And in his defense, I don't think he was in the wrong. I don't think he did anything wrong, and neither does she. But what do you guys think? Anyone already gotten a call from school? 702-364-9400. So I guess her son's teacher was running one of those like quick word association games with the class, like the kind where you throw out a scenario and the kids just shout out what comes to mind. Like, she'll ask, name something that's loud, and the kids will be like, a fire truck, or a rock concert, or my baby brother, or things like that. And so she asks, like, give me something that is cold. And people were like, ice cream, snow, you know, stuff like that. Harmless, right?
Yeah.
So then she asks, give me something that is too heavy to pick up. And our neighbor's son says, your mom. And she was like, excuse me? And he goes, your mom. And she thought he was saying, your mom. But he was saying, just in general, like, your mom's too heavy to pick up. He's a third grader. He's a kid. He doesn't know better. So she's convinced that he was trying to make, like, a yo mama joke.
I think, honestly, though, I feel like he kind of was trying to do a yo mama.
This kid is so innocent and kind. Maybe he was, but honestly, I don't get that vibe from him. Because people are like, you know, a car, an elephant. And he goes, your mom. Why didn't you say your dad? I don't know. Was he trying to diss his mom? I don't think so. But he was just like confident, no hesitation, says that. So she's like, okay, I need you to go to the office. So he goes to the office. They talk about the situation. His mom said that she framed it up that he's like, your mom. But he was like, I can't pick up my mom. Like, he's a little child. He's not like a high schooler, you know?
Yeah.
So he meant it completely literally. And the teacher thought he meant it like your mom. And so she had to go in and they had to work out the whole situation. So
Wow. Already,
not just a week, over a week. And she got called. Who has already been called by the school? Your kid got into trouble. 702-364-9400. Or just generally, why did you get a call from the school? 702-364-9400. Hey, Blair, good morning.
Good morning.
Have you already gotten the call?
Yes, my son Saturday got dressed for a week.
Okay, you cut out. You got a call the first day because your son got a dress code violation. What was it for?
Wearing a support shirt.
Oh, man. A support. Ramon, did you talk to her? Did you hear what she said?
Sapporo beer shirt. Oh, Sapporo. Japanese beer.
Wow,
yes, that's a great beer.
It's a great logo. I love the graphic of support.
Oh, yeah. I don't think you're supposed to wear anything that has alcohol on it. But you know what? I hope things worked out, Blair. Thanks for calling. Let's talk to Jackie. Jackie, hey, good morning. What is it for you?
Hi, good morning. I was in homeroom and I had hot Cheetos and Mountain Dew in my backpack. And it ended up exploding. And the teacher wouldn't let me leave to the bathroom, so I got up and left anyways, and she got mad, so.
I mean, even though it exploded, she wanted you to just stay there and deal with it?
Yeah, she was like, no, like, we just started. I said, I know, but, like, the Mountain Dew exploded all over my chips and my bag's leaking everywhere. She's like, no. You know, I was trying to, like, find an excuse to get out of class already.
Oh, my gosh. I don't blame you. So did you get in trouble? Did you get any sort of, like, detention or anything?
She was going to bring me to the office, but my parents are pretty not influenced by teachers, so I didn't end up really getting in trouble, but she tried.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's something like that. That's an emergency. You got to take care of that. Thanks for calling, Jackie. Let's talk to Victoria. Victoria, already sent to the office. What happened?
So my son is a real life Bart Simpson. He, every day last week and every day up until today, he got a point taken away, a point given, a point taken away. But he's in trouble for talking too much, handsy, pulling chairs from the kids that are on the floor.
Oh, jeez.
Even the bus driver gave him a ticket.
Well, you can't pull the chairs out. I think we can agree on that. The talking thing, that's all. I mean, that's relative. It depends on the teacher, right?
First grade. Who knows?
First grade. They're just all chatterboxes. Victoria, thanks for calling. Hey, Jessica, good morning. Did you have a situation?
I did. Well, not me, but my son just started middle school, and he took an extra cinnamon roll for breakfast, and he got in trouble in house suspension.
He took an extra cinnamon roll like that they were giving out at the school?
Yes.
Detention for that? Like, what if the kid is hungry?
Exactly.
And what if it's a Mama Llama cinnamon roll? You know? Then you really... Are you ready?
It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
All right, let's get our contestant, Sarah. You are caller 20. Good morning.
Good morning.
I hear you have the whole family with you this morning.
Yeah, we lost one. He went to school.
Oh, well, I love it. You guys got to work together. We want to get you these tickets to Universal Studios Hollywood for Halloween Horror Nights.
I'm excited. I love it.
Let's do this. If any one of you knows an answer to one of these questions, just scream it, shout it out. If I hear the correct answer, we're going to move on. We've got 10 questions and 60 seconds to answer them correctly. You guys ready?
We are ready. Yeah.
All right, Sarah and family, if you're struggling with a question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, and if we have time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And the Mega Minute, it starts now.
What is the main ingredient in French fries?
Potatoes.
Yes. What is the current name of Las Vegas's airport?
Harry Reid.
Yes. What is a baby kangaroo called?
Pass.
What is the capital of Egypt?
Pass.
What is the nearest star to Earth?
Done.
Yes. What civilization built Machu Picchu? One more time?
Aztec.
No. What is the only even prime number?
Nine.
No. What is the plural of mouse?
Mice.
Yes. How many degrees are in a right angle?
90.
Yes. Which river flows through Paris? What is a baby kangaroo called?
Joey.
Yes. What is the capital of Egypt? It's Cairo, Sarah and family. I'm sorry. You made it through all 10 questions. We had to skip a couple. You redeemed yourself on the baby kangaroo. That is a Joey. The capital of Egypt is Cairo. What else? What civilization built Machu Picchu? That is the Inca civilization. What is the only even prime number? That is the number 2.
That was a hard question.
That is really tough. And I'm so sorry, you guys. I loved how you were all working together, and that is one of my favorite things about the Mega Minute when you do that. But unfortunately, it was not enough to win, which means you can hang up and call right back, Sarah, because caller 20 right now, you're going to get these passes for one-day tickets to Universal Studios Hollywood for Halloween Horror Nights. Who wants the tickets? Caller 20, they're yours right now. 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
Nobody drives the speed limit anymore. And now there is actual data to prove what we all know, right? A new AAA study found nearly a third of drivers admit no one sticks to this posted limit, which is why going 10 over basically becomes the unofficial rule of the road. Almost half of people say keeping up with traffic feels safer than obeying the limit, which is kind of a funny way to justify, you know, speeding. Like, I just got to keep up with the flow of traffic. And I say the same thing. The problem is speeding was a factor in almost 30% of traffic fatalities last year. So this isn't just a little, you know, we're in a bad situation. It's actually dangerous. Top excuses for speeding: getting around slow drivers, running late, not wanting to hold up the line behind them. Basically every excuse you've probably used at some point. What actually gets people to slow down, though, is fear of a ticket, fear of a crash, and bad weather, in that order. So clearly the wallet talks more than common sense on this. And get this, drivers love the idea of more police and speed cameras everywhere, just not speed, you know, bumps on their own street. Typical, everyone wants the accountability until it's in their own driveway.
I hate speed bumps. My friend's neighborhood had, we would count how many speed bumps. I want to say we went through 12 to finally get to her house, and the ba-doom, 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 ba-doom. It gets old.
We have speed bumps in our neighborhood. I like our speed bumps because they're not like super bumpy. They're just, if anything, they give you a nice little launching pad to like, whoosh, like,
They're just they're not high and they're long. So yeah. It's like I don't even really know what the point of the speed bumps is in our neighborhood. They're great.
And everyone's lying saying if they've never sped before. It's just you haven't gotten caught.
Yeah, I think I was up to like 78 this morning and I was getting passed. So I don't even know what other people were doing on the freeway.
Especially in this town.
Yeah. Also this morning, 5% of adults say they got 0 hours of sleep last week. Zero.
Like 5 days straight?
Yes, like in the week. I guess we have vampires living among us. I don't even know how that is. How are you functioning if you got 0 hours of sleep last week? This new survey asked people how much sleep they're averaging a night. 7 hours took the top spot. Most people are getting 7 hours. 8 hours was right behind. So a lot of adults are getting some decent sleep. That's pretty cool. 5 hours landed in third. That's where I fall in. I get about 5 hours of sleep a night. That a lot of us kind of run on fumes and coffee.
Yeah.
8% of people claim a full 10 hours a night.
What?
Please tell me who you are, where you get 10 hours of sleep a night. And then there's that mysterious 5% getting no sleep at all. I don't know if you're living like your best undead life, how that even happens. That is crazy.
I think I get 4.5 to 5, but yeah, 0. How do you function? Where, like, is it all, energy drinks, caffeine? I still couldn't do it. I think I'd crash after 2 hours.
I feel like at some point you would just completely burn out and get sick. So they must make up for it at some point. But yeah, that's not good. 0 hours, not even 1 or 2, like 0. That's just crazy.
Unhealthy.
Finally, this morning, Tom Holland is about to be stupid rich off of Spider-Man Brand New Day, and good for him. Web slinging finally pays real bills. Between his $20 million salary for the movie and his cut of the profits, he is expected to clear more than $100 million once all is said and
good
done.
Good for you, Tom Holland!
That's crazy, especially with the movie already sitting at $2 billion at the box office. Compare that to the $250,000 he made for his very first Spider-Man appearance in Captain America Civil War. Basically, pocket change by Hollywood standards. He went from $500K for Homecoming to $4 million for Far From Home to $10 million to No Way Home. And now he's cracking 9 figures.
Oh my gosh.
That is crazy. People are already calling him the next Robert Downey Jr., who followed almost the exact same path. He went from $500,000 for the first Iron Man to $50 million for Iron Man 3, and then eventually banking $100 million for the final two Avengers movies. And he's reportedly returning as Dr. Doom next, and if history repeats itself, that paycheck is going to be massive.
I wonder who's the most paid Marvel actor.
I would have to say it's Robert Downey Jr. Yeah, he's the one making bank, but Tom Holland is right behind him.
Samuel L. Jackson is the most highest paying. Is this correct? Because Samuel L. Jackson, I think of, no offense, he doesn't have his own movie. He's just kind of Nick Fury in all the movies.
Yeah, he gets more than those guys?
I don't know. This is what... Oh, no. This is most Marvel appearances. I'm sorry. Most paid Marvel actor. I'm going to look this up again. Because, Robert Downey Jr. Yep, you're right. Then Chris Hemsworth and Chris Evans.
That's just crazy. But justice for Yelena Belova. She needs to be making a lot more. She's my favorite Marvel character. I love her. Would your relationship survive a lie detector test on what actually counts as cheating? Because this new survey came out ranking the acts people consider cheating, even if nothing physical happens. And I think some of these are going to start some arguments here with you guys within the room. So here's what we're going to do here, okay? I'm going to give you a scenario, and we are going to play Is It Cheating?
Ooh, I like this game.
No hedging. No, it depends. You have to land somewhere, okay?
Ooh.
Some of these are obvious ones you'd expect. A few made this list. I don't know. I think they'll make some people uncomfortable. So what we're going to do is, Steph, I'm going to give you 5 of these scenarios first, and you got to tell us if it's cheating. We can we can debate you on it, but you have to come up with a definitive answer, okay?
Like a yes or a no, not like, oh, it's shady.
Yeah, no. Oh, well, it depends on the person or the situation. Man. You got to tell us, is it cheating or not, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so scenario number one, keeping an ongoing flirtatious text conversation going with someone. Is it cheating?
Ooh.
It's just by text, but it's very flirty.
And it's of the opposite sex or the sex that they're attracted to.
Yes. But it's not you.
Oh, man. Honestly, my gut says yes, it's cheating.
That you think is cheating.
Yes, it's flirtatious. Anything flirty is cheating to me.
What did Dr. Phil say? Like, if you wouldn't do it in front of your spouse, then yes, it's considered cheating. 41% of people agree with you
okay
on this one.
I feel like I'm heard.
Okay. Keeping a dating app profile active just to look or for the validation, is that cheating?
That's cheating to the extreme. That means that you really aren't committed to the person you're with and you're wanting to keep that open. That, oh, maybe I can go back to it. So yes, I think that's cheating.
I agree. Like, there's no reason you should have a dating app if you're in a committed relationship. Like, that is the shadiest thing ever. Who even does that? And how low is your self-esteem if you need it for validation? That's gross.
Yeah, it is.
Deleting messages so your partner won't see them. Is that cheating?
That's so cheating. Yes. What? You're deleting text messages. That means you're hiding something from them. And what if it's like flirtatious or whatever? So yes, that's definitely cheating.
Do you agree with that one, Ramon?
100%. That one's easy. These all have been kind of easy.
Okay.
Actually.
Okay. What about this one? Secretly meeting up with someone one-on-one.
What?
Just meeting up, not doing anything, but you're not telling your spouse that you're meeting up with them.
Yes, that's cheating because that could lead to emotional cheating. And I've been emotionally cheated on before, and that's how it started. So, yes, that's cheating.
Okay, last one for you. Fantasy messaging.
What?
Like saying things like, yo, what if we were single? Even though we're not.
Like the, the what ifs of the world. What if we weren't married? What would we be?
Or just like, would you date me if we were single? Like,
ooh,
yeah, stuff like that.
Yes, that's cheating. I feel gross just hearing this. All of these are yes, 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 cheaters.
33% of people agree with you on that one. Okay, Ramon, you're next, all right? We're going to play a song here, and then I'm going to give you five scenarios on this survey if it is cheating or not. And I'm wondering if you are on the fence, but you got to give a definitive. We got all yeses okay from Steph. Will you agree with these five scenarios? The next five on the list, is it cheating? Coming up next, it's Mix 94.1. Okay, is it cheating? Oh, if you're just joining us, we're playing this game. Is it cheating? We're talking you through some scenarios here, pulled straight from this new relationship survey that was just released. Real things people were asked about. Calling each one cheating or not cheating. No hedging allowed. And now it is Ramon's turn, okay? I've got five scenarios waiting for you for this survey here. So you're going to tell us strictly yes or no, cheating or no cheating on these. Are you ready?
Ready. A little nervous, but ready.
Okay. Talking to one person late into the night while hiding it from your partner. Is that cheating or not cheating?
100% cheating. It just goes back to the hiding stuff, being very secretive. And I just picture like someone, you know, pitch black, it's so dark, you're like in the other room and you're trying to be quiet and talking to this person.
What if you're talking about like Pokemon cards and stuff, but you just don't want your wife to know because you don't want her to get mad that you were up all night talking about Pokemon cards?
I just relate it to something, you know, something you're not supposed to be doing.
Yeah, 40% of people agree with you on that one.
That reminds me of the Jake from State Farm commercial. I was just talking to Jake from State
yes
Farm.
Maybe you're just trying to lower your insurance rates. Okay, scenario number two, is it cheating? Saving someone in your phone under a fake name.
This is cheating because I used to do this and I got caught red-handed doing this.
What did you do?
I saved this girl's name, number, her name, or her name or number under my friend's name, but his house number. And she was like, Why do you have his house number saved? He doesn't even have a house phone. So I got busted.
Did Jackie catch you on that?
No.
Oh, it's a different situation.
What you're saying. Like, oh, this is Sam, but this is his house number. Yes. Got
like,
it.
Oh, she was like, why are you texting his house number?
That's weird.
Yeah, who texts from their house?
Didn't really think that through.
No.
Okay, is it cheating? Staying in touch with an ex without telling your partner.
Oh, this is... Yes.
Why did it take you so long to answer that?
Well, because sometimes you have like a pet or a child with an ex and you have to keep that communication open because, you know, you're always connected together in some way and somehow.
But you could tell your partner if that's the case.
It's just like, what if your partner's like, don't talk to your ex. Don't talk to your ex. And you're like, well, I kind of have to because, you know, my son or daughter. But yes, ultimately, yes, you should tell your partner.
Okay, 36% of people say that is cheating. Having a full friendship your partner has no idea exists, is that cheating? It's platonic. You have a friend, and your partner has no idea you have this friend. Is that cheating?
I'm going to go no, because I think, you know, you are allowed to have friends of the opposite sex. I'm going to go no. I think it's fine.
I mean, I didn't even consider the opposite sex. I just was thinking friendships in general, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, if it's the same sex, then even less of a cheating thing.
But then it would be, is it weird that you're not telling them?
It would be a little weird, and obviously you'd have to ask the question, why?
Yeah, but like, why is it such a secret?
Correct, but if it's platonic, then no, not cheating.
Because sometimes I feel like not disclosing information is the same as lying.
I don't think so. I think that, like, hey, it's nothing wrong. I'm not doing anything wrong. If there was something that was fishy, then maybe. But no, if it's like there's nothing going on, you want me to tell you every friend I have?
Yeah, well, yeah, I do.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Last one, Ramon. What do you think is this cheating? Sending heart emojis, compliments, or inside jokes to someone in a romantic way. Is it cheating?
Definitely cheating. The only inside jokes are allowed is to have with me, and the heart emojis are only to me.
I think it's okay to have inside jokes with other people. I think by nature we do that, but not in a romantic way.
Yeah.
Have those, then that's a red flag.
Any sexual little jokes, yeah, or innuendos?
What about if you make sexual jokes to other people?
I guess what is the extent to these sex jokes? You know, are they like supposed to be dirty, naughty? Are they like, ooh, you know, if I was, you know, laying down next to you right now?
Or what if like you made a that's what she said kind of joke?
Oh, that's hilarious. Oh my God.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, Warren, your caller 20. Good morning.
Good morning.
Are you ready to play Heads Up here?
I am.
Okay, couple of tickets to get you to Guns N' Roses this weekend. Pick a category. Do you want to go with Americano, Sky's the Limit, or Picture This?
Let's do Picture This.
Picture This. Okay, World Photography Day is today. So these are all things that are associated with photos, okay?
Okay.
All right, all you got to do is get 6 and 60 seconds. You ready to do this?
Let's do it.
Okay.
You guys got this. Your 60 seconds for Heads Up. It starts now.
If you're taking a picture in the dark, you're going to turn on this on your camera.
Flash.
Yes. If you want to set it up so you can be in front of the camera, but there's no one there to take it, you put it on one of these.
Self-timer.
A tripod. If you develop your pictures, you might put them in one of these so you can look at them later.
Ooh,
it's like a book. It's a book. Okay. This is a kind of thing where you take a picture and it comes right out of the camera. What type of camera?
Film?
No, it comes out immediately. It like shoots out.
Polaroid.
Yes. This is, I'm not taking a single picture. I'm taking it with all of us. Let's take a what?
Group photo.
Yes. This is when you walk down the aisle, a bride, a groom, it's a what?
Wedding?
Yes. This is when I jump in the back of your picture. I'm doing this. Oh! Yes, I heard you say photobomb. Darn it. We were one short. We didn't get it. The one we skipped on was a photo album, like the book where you put your pictures in there. Darn it. So close. But not enough. I'm sorry, Warren, but you can still win these tickets because we got to give them away. Guns N' Roses coming to town on Saturday night, and we want to send someone. So caller 20 right now. Did you look forward to lunch at school, or did you beg your mom every morning for a brown paper bag instead? CCSD, they tightened up their cafeteria rules a couple years back, and it's so wild to see how much school lunch has changed since, you know, we were the ones getting shoved through the line. There's a whole regulation now that caps calories, fat, sodium on basically anything sold to kids during the school day, snacks included, vending machines included, even the fundraiser, like bake sale type things, those are included. They had a district dietitian kind of update the approved food list every month. And just this year, whole milk got legalized back into the cafeterias. It was banned, I guess. But, you know, there's a little lunch lady that is finally allowed to hand a kid the good milk again, you know?
Ooh, remember the chocolate milk that you used to get?
The best.
My favorite thing in the cafeteria was the chocolate milk.
It's a long way from what most of us remember. Were you guys brown baggers, or were you school lunchers?
Never got a brown paper bag. I always thought that was what you saw on the TV. Never seen a brown paper bag in my life.
Oh, I took brown paper bags.
Really?
Yeah, like when I thought I became too cool for a lunchbox, I made my mom put stuff in a brown paper bag.
Wait.
And now the big thing is Lululemon bags. The kids take their lunch in the small Lululemon bags.
Those got to be expensive.
No, they get them for free. Literally, you go into Lululemon and you're like, "Can I get an extra bag?" And they're like, "Yeah, here you go." And so that's like it's a little status symbol.
You don't have to buy anything to go into Lululemon?
Well, in the past, we bought something and they give me a bag, and then my daughter will say, "Can I get a couple of the little bags?" And then they just give them to them.
So is it technically free?
I don't know. But what was your big thing?
So in middle school, every Friday and Monday, we would get pizza. And I'm talking real pizza. Like, we would see the Pizza Hut delivery come in with like hundreds of boxes, and that was lunch for the day.
I don't know if they allow that anymore with these new guidelines. Do you guys want to know what they're having for lunch today at my kid's school? Pulling up the there's breakfast and lunch on here. So let me see. The 19th, breakfast. Entrees: cinnamon roll, cinnamon toasters cereal, Cocoa Puff cereal, Marshmallow Mateys cereal. That's going
to
be a Lucky Charms knockoff, don't you think?
Yeah.
Hawaiian sausage breakfast sandwich.
What?
Fruit or fresh apple slices, orange tangerine 100% fruit juice, blueberry Greek yogurt, 1% white milk, non-fat chocolate milk, non-fat strawberry milk.
No way. Oh. You guys are rich.
No, these are public. These are the public schools.
CCSD has gone up. Like, I heard now these are all free. When back in my day, this was all paid for.
Yeah, this is. These are all free. Let's see the lunch menu today. They have takeout cheese pizza. So someone's delivering them pizza. Takeout pepperoni pizza. Fiestada beef stuffed sandwich. Grab and go chicken bistro salad with sides. Sweet potato crinkle cut fries. Cauliflower, fresh apple slices.
Cauliflower at school.
Fresh grapes, ketchup is listed on here, and then white milk, non-fat chocolate milk, and strawberry milk.
I'm not over the strawberry milk. That is so cool. They have all type of flavors.
Bringing up the milk, my son has said he sometimes gets orange creamsicle milk at lunch.
What?
That's what I tell him. I keep telling him, I think he's lying. I think you're misreading the label, because that sounds really good.
Those are the melted popsicles. They're just putting them in a cup and here's some milk.
Hey,
drink
whatever
it.
Whatever you got to do to get to feed the kids.
Yeah, but it's definitely changed. I can't believe you didn't have a brown paper bag that you took.
Never. Like I said, I only saw that on TV. My mom never even gave me a lunchbox. I never even got a regular lunchbox.
What was great is that sometimes, like, you would get your paper bag mixed up with someone else's paper bag. It was a surprise on what you got for lunch. You're like, oh, where'd this come from? This is not my lunch. And sometimes you upgraded, sometimes it was a severe downgrade. It's Mixed 94.1.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mixed 94.1.
Wally Hub just dropped their new ranking of the most fun states in America, and we actually cracked the top five. Nevada, I don't know why it was number one, but they rated all 50 states on 26 factors covering entertainment, recreation, nightlife, everything from movie ticket prices to how many casinos you've got per capita. Turns out California takes the crown this year thanks to the most movie theaters, the most restaurants, and the most performing arts venues per capita, plus the best beach access in the country.
Of course.
Florida landed at number two with their endless restaurants and amusement parks. Michigan somehow won for golf courses. Vermont dominates skiing. Alaska has the best national park access. But Nevada came in at number four, right behind Illinois. So we're doing something right around here. And down at the bottom, poor West Virginia got named the least fun state, with Mississippi and Vermont rounding out the bottom three.
I feel like West Virginia is that stepchild that doesn't get enough attention.
It's just like kind of there. It's like, wait, you're not Virginia, but you're like West of Virginia.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I can't even think of like what I would do in West Virginia.
Yeah, exactly. That's why they're not that much fun. Also this morning, I guess artists like Taylor Swift, Drake, Bad Bunny might be responsible for traffic deaths. And this is not a joke. A new Harvard study found a 15% increase in fatal car crashes on major album release days. Researchers looked at the 10 million albums with the most first-day Spotify streams between 2017 and 2022. Think Taylor's Midnights. Think Drake's Certified Lover Boy. Think Bad Bunny's Un Verano Sin Ti, and compare traffic deaths on release days versus the 10 days before and after, and they found an average of 139 deaths on release days compared to about 121 on surrounding days.
That is so sad to hear, but honestly, if I died listening to my favorite album, I'd be dying happy.
Maybe that's a way to go. Do you think it's like distraction? Like you're messing with your screen because, I want to hear the next track. Or like, I'm singing along too much. I'm not paying attention to the road. I wonder what it is that they found is related to that.
Or I wonder, because I know on Spotify you can listen to the songs while the lyrics are going. And I noticed during Petal, when Ariana Grande released her album, the lyrics weren't available until the next day. Is there some type of correlation of people listening to the lyrics or watching the lyrics while driving?
Maybe. It could be. It doesn't say that, but who knows?
Well, back then you could be looking at the CD case.
Oh, God.
In 2022?
Back then, I mean.
You make it sound like we're in the 1900s. Like, it was only 4 years ago.
Back in my day, I had to reach for the CD.
My car doesn't even have a CD player.
Yeah, mine doesn't either. I haven't had one for a long time. Finally, this morning, there's a new campaign asking people to collect their urine and mail it in to help cool down data centers. And somehow this is real. Now, it is a joke. It's a spoof thing, but data centers are using a massive amount of water to keep their servers from overheating, and the solution was to have people drink a lot, produce a lot, and send it in one bottle of at a time. It's a joke campaign, but the backers are very real, including a water company, Liquid Death, Garage Beer, and the person who is taking full command of the commercial is Jason Kelsey. Check this out.
We want your pee. Please give us your pee. Let's pee on computers together. Because we need lots of pee. Endless gallons of pee. Join our important
If you want a good laugh this morning, you got to watch the commercial.
Is it of Jason peeing?
No, well, not really. It's him like carrying it in a jar, but then like other people join in and have theirs.
Ew. Like,
like this old guy in a wheelchair like shows his and it's like almost red. It's like, oh my God. Wait, this is disgusting.
Is old people's pee red?
No, I think the insinuation is like something's wrong with this man. Like, oh. Why, you're like, what's going on? Why is his pee almost like there's blood in it, obviously, but it's like wild times we're living in right now. This is crazy.
I wonder how much Jason got paid to do something like this.
To sing a song about pee, man. I don't know.